So we're joined on the phone by Leon Sjogren, who is the mastermind behind the podcast Am I Funny? Hello, Leo. How are you going?
Good, guys. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks so much for coming on InJoke. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Have you had a good Sunday?
Yeah, no. I'm actually currently sitting down trying to write jokes.
Oh, no joke, what a coinkydink.
I know.
How is the joke writing process going for you right now? This is like, we could take this as part of your podcast.
Well, that's exactly right. I don't know, to be honest. I've got a notebook which is just filled with weird ideas and thoughts, and I'm just trying to sort of stretch them out into jokes. For people that don't know, like, I've never done stand-up before, so this is all very new to me.
Yeah, so for people who haven't been following the podcast just yet, we're only into week three of sort of an 8-week journey. What is it we're trying to do with the podcast?
So essentially, I've never tried stand-up comedy before, and I've always been a comedy fan, and I've always wanted to see what it was like to try it. So I've thought about it in the past and always, you know, put it off. And I thought the only way to do it is just to make a very public deal about it, so I can't back out. So I've made this podcast called Am I Funny, which is on iTunes, and basically I've given myself 8 weeks to learn and perform stand-up comedy, and I'm getting help from some of the best comedians around, like Will Anderson and Merrick Watts and Celia Piccola and Dave Thornton and, you know, Hamish Blake, all those sort of people. In about 3 or 4 weeks' time, I'm going to be doing stand-up, and I'm really worried.
No, you'll be awesome. You sound really good right now, Leon. Don't worry. So what's happened so far in the podcast? You're up to week three of an 8-week journey. What kind of ground have you covered so far to give us a taste?
All right, so essentially the podcast has covered getting to know who I am and meeting some of my friends and family who are, you know, around supporting me. I've tried to work out what style of comedy I'm going to be, and I've pretty much worked out I'm going to be storytelling, I think.
Very good.
And I've spoken with, as I mentioned, a ton of those different comedians, and they're giving advice. I spoke to them about their first times, what to expect, you know, if I should invite friends and family to the gig. My mum and dad just did confirm that they are going to come up. They live in Melbourne. I live in Sydney right now, so they're going to drive up to Sydney to watch the gig. So that adds the pressure, because they're coming a long way just for this one thing.
Yeah, and you did mention in your podcast as well, a lot of the comedians in your podcast mentioned that usually people, including the people, you know, you've been interviewing, like Will Anderson, don't want to really publicise their first attempt at comedy, let alone record it. And they said to shy away from doing that. So this is pretty brave, what you're doing now.
Very bold and beautiful too.
Yeah. Now, every single comedian, that's the one thing they're all agreeing on, is do not tell anyone about your first gig. And I'm broadcasting it to the world, so...
Oh, you're breaking a taboo. I love it.
It is. And it's putting the pressure on because, as I said, I would have backed out, I reckon, or you found an excuse to go, oh, maybe I'll do it in a few weeks' time, and I just never do it. So the date is locked in. I booked a venue this week in Sydney. It's called the Comedy Lounge on the 29th of May. I'm going to get up on stage and hopefully make people laugh.
Amazing.
So, Leon, you said before you've spoken to some of Australia's most loved comedians like Will Anderson, Merrick Watts and Cecilia Piccola. What key pieces of advice have you learnt so far that you've thought, oh, I haven't heard that before, that's actually really helpful?
Yeah, tell us your secrets.
One of them was hard for me because there's so many different styles of comedy around. Like, you know, a lot of people don't realise that there is, you know, there's one line, there's the storytelling, the sketches, the characters. Ross Noble really hit it home, just pointing out, don't make jokes about things you don't know or care about. I think one of the things was just make jokes about things that you love and you're passionate about, because they're the things that you talk about, and, you know, you're not going to stumble. It's something you're going to find jokes in because you know it inside out. That's really good. And also the other thing was accidentally stealing jokes. I didn't realise. I started the podcast, and then a week in I realised there was a very similar podcast called Tell Me I'm Funny in America. I was like, oh no, I've stolen someone's idea. But I found a guy and I spoke to him, and I've spoken to a few comedians, and they've said, look, people steal ideas accidentally. There's no original idea. It's just finding your slant on it and trying to make your take on it. So I'm not worrying as much about originality. I'm just trying to make the things I'm talking about my sort of style of funny.
Yeah, it sounds like the intention. The intention there is kind of the most important thing. Like, you're not sitting out to kind of copy this guy's podcast. And, like, you did talk to him in your podcast as well, and he seemed pretty down with what you were doing.
He was actually pretty cool with it. Yeah, we spoke for a while, and he gave me some advice. And, yeah, so it was actually very helpful.
Aw, that's really lovely. Going back to some of the comedians that you've had as guests on your podcast, how did you come to meet them and contact them? Did you say, like, look, I'm doing this podcast, I'd love for you to be involved? What's the response been like from people so far?
Yeah, look, because I started off at Sin years and years ago, and I started working after Sin in commercial radio. So I was at Fox FM for a while, and now I'm at Triple M. And so across my my journeys, I've met a few comedians and stayed in touch. And every time I've pitched them the idea and said, hey, just need, you know, 15 minutes of your time, I think they felt sorry for me because they knew that it would really go bad. So a lot of them, it's a sort of a morbid curiosity to watch and go, yeah, I want to be part of this to see how it pans out. Mick Malloy, in particular, has been really, he's good with his time. He's come out to, you know, to do the interviews, but also he's just very negative and he thinks I'm going to fail miserably.
Which is great.
you've got to have a villain in there somewhere.
Shot at glory is a shot worth firing, I say.
Ooh, exactly right.
Yeah, I know. I made that up too. Or at least I think I did, but for all I know, I copied it from someone. But the intention is there.
So you mentioned as well in the podcast that you have a background as a radio producer.
Yes.
And you also mentioned that you're kind of feeling like that like comedy storytelling is going to be sort of your area. Do you think there's sort of a crossover between your work in radio broadcasting and what you're trying to do in comedy?
I think so. I'm a producer in radio, so I'm behind the scenes. I'm not usually on the microphone. So it's kind of cool that I, in my day-to-day job, I have to sort of gather content that may end up being used on a radio show. But a lot of those ideas go to waste and don't get used. So I'm sort of finding it useful to go, well, those ideas that we don't use in radio, I can probably steal to try and make it a comedy. But, I think the jobs do collide a little bit. Like, I do work on a comedy radio show, and I feel like I know how to write comedy. The big thing for me is I'm genuinely terrified about getting on stage. That's where my fear is, I think.
Ah, the idea of performing comedy rather than just writing it.
Mm. Yes, yeah. I reckon I can write some comedy. It's just the performing and getting in front of a crowd of people.
It is a bit of a weird experience performing stand-up, isn't it? Because the idea of it really is that you're getting up on stage saying, I think I'm funny, and I hope you do as well.
Well, I've spoken to the lead singer of Grinspoon, Phil Jamieson, about the idea of going on stage in confidence, and he said, look, comedy is way harder because a band goes on, you've got a guitar or drums or a full band to support you. Comedy is literally just you, and you have to make people, you know, react, which is so difficult.
It sure is. I don't think it gets enough credit for how difficult it is, but it's a really amazing skill, though.
Because I feel like part of the skill is that you make it look easy.
Absolutely. It's like dancing, isn't it? Like, Zac Efron's a really good dancer, but he makes it look really easy, which is part of the talent.
Exactly right. I'd love to see Zac Efron do stand-up. I don't think he'd do well.
I've seen him in some movies. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, I feel like...
Oh, he could be. Yeah, he probably is. Actually, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
And to be honest, he's so pretty. Like, if he was terrible, he'd still have that to fall back on. It's like having a guitar up there with him. He's still got his abs. Like.
He could be on the podcast, Am I Pretty?
Oh, speaking of, I love that you've included, like, these chats with your mum in your podcast. I just find that so wholesome. It's just, it's great.
My mum, Janae, is... And happy Mother's Day, Mum, if she's listening, because I didn't get to see her today. I'm up in Sydney. But she annoyingly is becoming the star of the podcast. Because it should be about me, but people are going, oh, can you have more of your mum on it, please? And so, look, I'm trying, and she definitely is going to be a character, especially she'll be there on the night. So I'm thinking right now, I'm looking at my jokes I'm starting to form already for my set. There's going to be a few things in there about mum, because that's what the audience likes, apparently.
I was having a look on the iTunes page. By the way, congratulations on being in the new and noteworthy section on iTunes.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm noteworthy. Maybe I'm just under the new category.
Do you know what? You're noteworthy on In-Joke.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have
thank
that.
You, thank
that's
you.
An award
that's really, that's
I'll place
kind.
On you. You're welcome. but yeah, I was having a look on it and some of the reviews are really lovely. People are really loving this podcast and saying how wonderful it is to listen to.
No, they're all just me with fake names, don't worry.
Oh, fair enough. And your mum as well.
Mum has yet to learn how to do that. Actually, she doesn't know how to download it from iTunes. I have to send her a manual link every week when it comes out.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
So when is the final performance? Can our listeners and the listeners to your podcast actually go and see you perform?
Should we all come up to Sydney for it?
Feel free. So,
yep.
And I'll let you guys in on a sneak peek for next week's episode, episode 4. I got a call from one of my producers who helps produce the show, and he was looking at the calendar that we have, and he said, do you realise you've booked it on May 29th, which is a week earlier than we should be? So now I've given myself accidentally 7 weeks to do stand-up.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh,
well,
the plot thickens.
So I'm about, as of right now, I'm, what, 3 weeks away, 3 weeks and a day away from doing, and I've given myself 1 week less. So May 29th is when I'm going to be doing it. So it's in Sydney at the at Cafe Lounge. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Am I Funny Podcast. You can look for details there, but also you can hear it on the podcast if it goes well. If it fails or goes well, you'll still hear it on the podcast that week.
Amazing.
Awesome. That's really cool. Congratulations on committing to this. That's like a really exciting task that you've set yourself, Leon.
And it might turn out to be like in your favour to do it a week earlier if, you know, it's something that's driving you like crazy with stress.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to get it done now. I'm really going to get it done. I'd like to go back to sleeping every night, thanks.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. So our listeners know, we're talking to Leon Sjogren, the host and star of Am I Funny, a new and noteworthy podcast on iTunes. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me on.
Oh, our absolute pleasure.
I'll get Mum to call through in a couple of weeks maybe on the show.
Oh, fabulous. That would be great. We would love to have... What's her first name, sorry?
Janae, that's Janae.
Janae, please come on the show. We would absolutely love to have you. Nothing but the finest treatment for you.
She's got a big enough head. She doesn't need to come on. She's got a big enough head already.
Oh, fair enough. Thanks, Leon. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye.